My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. Diagnostic and troubleshooting skills are great things to foster. Here's a recent example. I came in to host the coffee house the first Saturday of July. Driving in, I knew we weren't broadcasting, as evidenced by my truck's radio. Nothing at 89.9, but the radio was working. Once I made it to the station, I could see that the control board was off. Storms had rolled through the previous night, so the first thing I looked for was a tripped switch. No switch I could find on the control board. All the surrounding equipment, computers, CD players, had power and appeared functional. Next stop, the circuit breaker panel to see if one tripped. All the breakers looked good. Now, since the studio is nothing but mysterious electronics, I wasn't comfortable digging in further on my own. I called Matt, station general manager. Matt, in turn, called Joel, program director. Joel had a suggestion and Matt came in to give it a go. No good. We spent some time figuring out how the control board received power. There are a lot of wires in the on-air studio. A lot, as in miles of the stuff. Matt next called Bruce, our engineer. In the meantime, we continued troubleshooting. We found the power into the control board. It was sheathed in a cable with a host of other wires. We followed that sheathed gang over to a tower of equipment across the room. That bundle of wire led to one piece of equipment, which in turn fed two others. We knew we were closing in on it since all three bits weren't working. One was fused. We checked the fuse and it was good. We found a fuse on the second bit that was unresponsive. We were able to bypass that bit and power was back. So diagnostics come to paying attention, chasing things back to the controlling source, and calling for help when needed. Fostering curiosity and critical thinking. A good skill to practice. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.